Everyone, welcome to the special edition of the show today. My name is Zach Patra on the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network on Sports Illustrated. I am joined by a special guest today. His name is JoJo Doman, the Nebraska defender. I'm excited to have him on the show today. JoJo, how you doing, man?
Good, man. It's good to be here.
Hey, man, I appreciate you joining us. We're going to be talking to JoJo a little bit, asking him some questions, get a little bit of insight on him and a lot of the stuff coming up. A lot of stuff that he's got going on here. So I'm excited to get into it. Let's jump right into it here. JoJo, I want to ask you, playing football back in the day, you know, I didn't have the talent level like you have to continue my playing career or nothing like that. But what is a player like you playing in Nebraska, playing at the college level? What do you have to give up to be a star football player at the college level?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it takes a lot of sacrifice to accomplish anything of significance. And it means learning to say no. And that's something I struggled with early in my career that I kind of figured out that's what it takes. That's necessary to be successful. You got to prioritize things. You got to prioritize everything and know, like, what's worth my time, what's not. What's worth my energy and what's not. And time is money, energy is valuable. So just honing in both of those aspects of your life are vital to being successful at this level.
No, absolutely. And let's get into that just a little bit. We'll start from the beginning. Who was someone that inspired you as a young kid to play football, to get into the game?
Well, my dad was an NFL agent and represented hundreds of NFL players. So just growing up, like, I was around the game. I was in locker rooms. I was at training camps. So I think just, you know, growing up in that household with those experiences, just for a kid whose first word was ball, like, I was a kid in a candy store. Like, I wouldn't want to be doing anything else. So it was really just really divine, honestly, on how, like, here I am now. I'm down in Florida training for the NFL combine when I was just like a 4-year-old kid, like, just wishing, like, hoping and praying I could play at this level someday. And here I am. So it's a blessing. It's very humbling, and I'm staying humble and hungry, my guy.
I love it, man. I love it. And it's funny too. Like, you know, I have a kid, an 8-year-old kid who, you know, knowing that his dad covers the draft for Sports Illustrated and being around athletes and football players and going to do all this stuff, he's now playing football and he's loving it too. So it's, you know, it's cool to see younger kids come up and, you know, fall in love with the game like we have here.
100%.
Awesome. Yeah. So let's go back to high school a little bit. What was the recruiting process like for you? Everyone has a little bit different of experience. What was it like for you going through that process?
Yeah. I mean, coming out of high school, like, I was, like, K-State, Wyoming were just, you know, dream schools. Playing any sort of college football felt like a gift. And I didn't have an offer till after my junior year. And once one came, they all kind of came. And I finished with, what, I think 16 offers. And, I mean, when I got the Nebraska offer, just my whole world lit up. And just based off my dad representing guys out of there, their tradition, and what it means to play for Nebraska, I was sold. And I took a couple unofficial visits, like two official visits elsewhere, but the whole time, like my heart was with Nebraska. So it was a dream to live that out and play in Lincoln, play in Memorial, and be a part of that brotherhood, be a black shirt. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, I love it, man. That's a great story. So let's talk a little bit about your time in Nebraska. What was one of the more enjoyable parts of being a Cornhusker, being a part of that team and being on campus there?
Oh, hands down, the relationships that I made. Hands down. I had, what, 3 different defensive coordinators, 4 different position coaches, 2 different head coaches. Like, If you look at just our wins and losses, you'd be like, oh, like, that looks like, you know, an unfulfilled 6 years at Nebraska. But first of all, like, my football experience has been so much greater than just wins and losses. And the relationships I've made will last a lifetime. Some of my best friends in the world I met playing for that team. I grew as a man, being in that locker room and going through the adversity that we went through. So I wouldn't trade it for anything. And just like anywhere, like the people make the place special. So in Nebraska was no different.
Awesome, man. I love it. Awesome. We got JoJo Doman, the Nebraska defender, with us here. Talking a little football, talking about some of the backstory here of JoJo and everything he's went through. It's great stuff, Joe. Here, let's talk about a little bit. Let's get a little bit of the fun stuff here. Some of your teammates, who's some of the goofballs, the class clowns, the guys that take everything maybe a little bit too serious. So give us some behind the scenes of some of the Nebraska players here.
All right. Well, we got a dude from Atlanta, Georgia, named Caleb Tanner. He plays stand-up outside backer. And I was at my girlfriend's place for Christmas. I spent Christmas with her. And her dad is like, follows Huskers and that whole deal. And is like, yo, like, I saw Caleb Tanner tweet something. And like, he's like, I couldn't make it out. Like, what'd it say? And he pulls up the tweet and like, it's just gibberish to the untrained eye. But to me, like, I read it out and I put myself like I was like in the same room as him, and I read it out and I made it make sense. And it was too funny. Cause like someone who'd never met Kayla would be like, I could not make this out if my life depended on it. And because I know how he talks, like, I was just able to be like, I don't even do that. I don't even do that. Like, it was just, it was good stuff. That was the first thing that came to mind. But sheesh, I mean, Nick Henrich, our middle backer, is just a character. One of the best dudes I know, and it's just his sense of humor. Like, anybody he talks to, like, your eyes just like light up and you're like, dude, this dude's dope. So I got a list of dudes that I could name right now, like, just awesome guys. And shoot, like, the adversity we went through, like I already said, like, it literally just brought us closer together, made us get be thankful and have gratitude for what we do have, the success we are having, and really put things into perspective for us.
Awesome, man. That's a fantastic story. I love hearing stuff like that. And these are the only stories you're going to be getting on NFL Draft Bible on Sports Illustrated here. I love this stuff, JoJo. It's fantastic. So let's talk a little bit off the field. What are some of the stuff that you, some of the things that you love doing outside of football?
I'm a competitor at heart. So I love board games. I love card games. I've really something that's helped me on the field that I've really enjoyed off the field is just mindfulness practices. I didn't read a book in high school. I don't think I read one book in high school. I didn't read a book in college until I started reading books for myself and books I was interested in. And now I'm an avid reader. I love Joe Dispenza, Michael Singer. A book I think everyone should read is The Alchemist. It's just really, really opened my mind, and I really do enjoy doing that kind of thing. So yeah, man, just more laid back stuff now. Like, as a kid, like, I couldn't stop moving. And now, like, since my career, my job, my profession is to move my body, on my off time, I have to take care of it. So I'm learning to enjoy that.
Have you read, it's spacing my name right now, or the name is spacing my mind right now, the Michael Strahan book? Have you read that at all? Or what kind of book do you like reading, I guess?
Self-help.
Okay. Yeah.
Self-help books.
I'll have to look it up. I can't remember what the book is up the top of my head, but yeah, it's kind of a story about his life and his football career and his backstory of, you know, the off the field stuff and everything like that. It's a huge motivational book. But yeah, it's that Michael Strahan book is fantastic.
Oh yeah.
So, let's talk a little bit about the qualities that you bring. What are some qualities that make you a great teammate? Someone that an NFL team is going to look at and say, okay, this is going to be a great locker room guy.
Well, I love football. I'm a football guy, special teams, all four core teams, defense. I'm versatile. I'm going to find the ball. I'm all about camaraderie. Like I said earlier, like, it's about the relationships that you build. You know, being on a team that didn't win a lot of games, I've learned what not to do, what things maybe some traits of a team that doesn't win games. And I'm really excited to, you know, take those lessons and apply them moving forward and being a locker room guy that, you know, sets a standard, stands for something, is part of why the culture is trajecting up. All those things, man. I'm excited to get it going. I got the Senior Bowl in less than 2 weeks and I'm hitting the ground running.
You covered a lot of stuff that I want to talk about here. So let's talk about that versatility that you brought up. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You were a safety coming in, and then you moved to outside linebacker, correct?
Yep.
So that type of versatility, it says a lot to a defensive coordinator. It says a lot to a special teams coordinator. Where do you feel that you fit best as an NFL player? Do you feel more comfortable as a safety? Do you feel more comfortable as an outside linebacker, kind of a hybrid of both?
I would say probably a hybrid of both. I feel comfortable at will. I feel comfortable at box safety. Really, if I'm going against a tight end or a running back, I don't think out of 10 times they're beating me more than half. So it's just like, I'm just get me on the field on third down and let's get off the field. Let's go right back off the field. So, you know, I'm going to let the professionals and the analysts, you know, tell me what I am and put me wherever they need me. And I'm just going to worry about continuing to improve on my fundamentals, on my skill set, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and everything that I do, so that when I walk onto that field, I'm making plays and it just comes naturally.
Being a Big Ten guy myself, I've watched a lot of Cornhuskers. I watched, you know, I was actually at the Gopher game covering that one that you guys were playing this year. So being that versatile piece, the NFL defenses are moving towards having more of that versatile type of safety, will linebacker. Is there someone in the NFL currently or past that you've tried to model your game after?
You know, growing up, it was Bob Sanders, somebody who could run and hit. And when he hit you, it took you a second to get back up. You'd be like, "Nah, I don't want to see that dude again." And then in the current day, it's the Honey Badger. Ball hawk everywhere. Nickel, safety, corner. He's in the box. He's on teams. Like, he's everywhere. Just making plays. Just a football guy. So that's really who I try to embody, that type of energy. Just the jack of all trades. Just find the ball. See ball, get ball.
Tyrann Mathieu, seriously, is one of my favorite players to watch. Like, every single weekend, like, I try to catch that dude because he's so much fun to watch. Just that energy he brings, just that elite athleticism and the ability he has above everyone else is just phenomenal. I love the Honey Badger. So I want to talk a little bit about the Senior Bowl. You're obviously going to be down there. I'm also going to be down there covering it for Sports Illustrated, NFL Draft Bible. What is something that you look forward to showing these NFL scouts and showing them what you can do?
Yo, exactly what you just said. I want to show them what I can do. You know, you don't compete at a function like this and not get beat. So my mindset is not to go out there scared or hesitant, timid, and like not to lose. My goal is every rep, just find a way to win. And if I get back up, learn from it, and put myself back out there. Like, and then my goal is just, and whatever I do the first day, I want to be better the second day. Whenever I do the second day, I want to be better the third day. So just to continue to improve. It's all going to turn out the way it's supposed to. And I'm a firm believer that it's already written. Like, it's already written, my guy. So I just got to trust the process. Trust my
training. Sorry, Jojo, I'm losing you just a little bit here.
Continue to stay and let it all play.
There you go. You still there?
Yep. Do you want me to reconnect?
No, you're good, man. I think I got you back now. It's all good.
Sweet.
So, yeah, man, a couple more questions before I let you go here. We got Jojo Doman, Nebraska linebacker here, talking some NFL draft, talking some Senior Bowl, some backstory. I'm loving the stories you're bringing. I'm loving the attitude you got, Jojo. What I want to ask you, though, is about the draft process, you know, going through the, you know, obviously I think, you know, being that your family is in the agent business, how was that process for you? How did your agents kind of guide you along through that process of picking agents?
There was never really a decision. My dad's been representing me since I started playing sports. Like, and when I say that, he's looking out for my best interest. He's coaching me on how to be a team guy. He's helping me improve my skill set. He's always finding or creating ways for me to compete. So, and honestly, he wants my best interest, football and no football. Like, he's my dad. So that's been really an honor to work with him, and very humbling. And like I said earlier, like, I got to trust it. Like, I've been dreaming of this, manifesting this, working for this my entire life. And for me to second guess myself now would just would be ignorant, you know, like, so yeah, man, I'm feeling overly grateful just answering these questions.
You actually answered the question with me asking the question improperly. So I appreciate all the insight there, because that's what I wanted to ask you, was like, how is your family kind of guided you along through this process? And you did a great job answering that. I love that stuff, man. So is there anything else you kind of want to share to the folks that, you know, we're going to have this on, everyone keep an eye out for this. We're going to have a featured article on JoJo here on Sports Illustrated, NFL Draft Bible here. Is there anything else you kind of want to share with the rest of the people of what you got going on, which kind of look, what people should look forward to for JoJo Doman and what's coming up here?
Yeah, I guess I got two things. The first thing would be I got a 10-part doc series coming out, JoJo Doman's draft journey. So definitely keep an eye out for that. I mean, I'll be posting it on my social media, The Dominator on Twitter, JoJo Doman on Instagram. That's going to be awesome. It's going to be an in-depth look behind the scenes, raw footage of what I do and how I'm doing it. And I'm really excited to share that story and share that unfiltered, raw, authentic part of myself, and bring, you know, the people along with me. And the second thing I got is, like, I don't know, when I watch people on TV, it's like, oh my gosh, like, how do they do that? And it's very simple why I do and how I do what I do. I play with my heart on fire. And to everyone out there, just live life with your heart on fire. Life is a gift, and we don't always treat it as such. So just love everybody, live, laugh, love, and pay it forward.
That's fantastic, JoJo. That's fantastic. I love it, man. The energy you bring, the attitude you have, the stories you have, I loved listening to all of this, getting to know you a little bit more. I really appreciate you coming on here. NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. It's on Sports Illustrated. Again, we're going to have a featured article here on JoJo after the podcast airs. JoJo, again, man, I really appreciate you coming on here. I'm excited to see you down at Mobile. We'll get you live and in person. We'll do some more chatting here, but I definitely appreciate you coming on this evening.
Dude, awesome, man. Great questions, great energy on your side too. So I'll see you down at Mobile.
I appreciate you, JoJo. Thank you.
All right, bro.